The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
Some people talk about moderate Muslims. I reject that term. I think you're either American, a liberal, liberal Democrat, if you will, believing in a republic and our Constitution, or you're an Islamist. And some Muslims might be in between, confused, but at the end of the day, there's no moderation when it comes to Islamism. You either buy into it and you're working against the American system, or you buy into freedom, Americanism, and you're working against theocracy. And here on Reform This week to week, I hope to bring you those battlefronts, those lines that I hope you learn about, that you realize that we're fighting on a day-to-day basis, and maybe you'll become a little better armed in dealing with the issues of the day, in rejecting political correctness, and in understanding what's at stake with every issue that we face. On this last week of July 4th, many Americans celebrate the holiday by remembering Independence Day, by remembering what it was for our founding fathers to take that bold, courageous step of creating a nation founded, yes, under God, but founded with that first amendment of the Bill of Rights, a protection of the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of assembly, and the freedom from discrimination. All as amendments to our Constitution that protected our liberties, that created this republic, this federal republic, with states' rights, with individual rights, and to minimize the effect and the impact and the control of the federal government upon our day-to-day life. And that battle continues until today as to weighing the battle between individual rights and collective rights. But there is obviously no, I think, more successful democracy in the world because of the genius of our founding fathers. And I think there is no holiday that reminds us better about what America is, what it means to be American, than July 4th and Independence Day. I wrote a piece that I wanted to share with you before I started doing podcasts back in July 4th, 2013, called 4th of July Comes with Opportunity for Liberty in Egypt. It was right after the second revolution in Egypt. The first one was in January 2011. And then the second one began in June 2013 when the Egyptian public started to reject the Islamists of the Muslim Brotherhood that had won an election. And I won't, you can look at the history as to what happened, as to why they won that election, but the Egyptian people initially, after a runoff against Mubarak's chief of intelligence, Suleiman, voted for Mohamed Morsi. Well, it didn't take more than 14, 16 months of Mohamed Morsi for them to realize that this was not the president they wanted, that this was a theocracy, that it was an ultimately much worse than the regime that they had. That yes, maybe 50% plus voted him in. He went on a runoff in which initially he only got 25 to 30% of the vote with many different candidates. And then the runoff was against the former intelligence chief of a military autocratic dictatorship. But having said that, to those who believe that the Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood is in the DNA of Muslims, 90% of the Egyptian population is Muslim, and there were 8 to 10 million people in the streets of Egypt, in the streets of Cairo, in the streets of the major cities across Egypt protesting the Muslim Brotherhood in June 2013. And I said, on this 237th, now this week we're on the 242nd anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, it is important to take a moment to embrace the courage of our founding fathers when they placed pen to parchment and declared our independence from Britain. It's easy in our day and age to forget the heroic step that was taken. At our American Islamic Forum, we're thankful for the opportunity that the founding fathers gave to us as we embrace every 4th of July and every day as free-thinking Americans. in 2013. I said it was this year's celebration comes at a time when we're seeing great change, great opportunity in the Middle East. Our hearts and minds go out to the Egyptian and the Syrian people calling for their own right to be free. The military coup that occurred in Egypt is a stark reminder of the fragility of society. So in response to Revolution 2.0, there wasn't another attempt at trying to get democracy right. There was simply a coup in the military autocratic component said, you know what, we were better than these theocrats. The people don't want it, so let's go ahead and depose the Islamists and correct the wrong that they put into place. So you could make an argument to today, because of the dysfunction in the Middle East, that this was the right thing to do. But I think most revolutions in the West prove that a military autocratic, torturous way of getting to democracy doesn't work. That ultimately it's revolutions from the bottom up that will succeed. And I said at the time, while no one can condone the toppling of an elected government, we certainly will not miss the Muslim Brotherhood's stifling rule over the Egyptian people. And we hope that the Egyptian military is true to their word, that this is only a coup of transition that delivers what the people want, freedom. What began on June 29 and ended in the ouster of President Morsi on Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013 should be viewed as Revolution 2.0, and it's hopefully a step for further maturation of a nascent revolution and democracy in its infancy. It's a long journey toward freedom for Egypt, and we should not forget that our own Constitution in the United States did not come until 13 years after the 4th of July in Philadelphia in 1789. And assuming that Egyptian society can simply turn Jeffersonian principles on overnight belies history in the West, let alone in the Middle East, where religion and the rubric of Islamism has not been defeated through Islamic reform. Egypt needs time. Yes, it needs an interim government. And then I go on to talk about that it is not in our DNA as Muslims that that be the truth. So when you look at this July 4th, 5 years later, I'm sure many of you out there are saying, Zudi, look at what happened in Egypt. Thank God they had a military coup. Look, Syria has turned into a bigger disaster, on, and people can justify whatever way they want that somehow the retrospectoscope proves that one evil is better than the other. And all I can tell you is that in today's day and age of social media, of mass movements, of the West now trying to regain, and we hear the word deep state being used in our own democracy here after 242 years. In the deep state, if there's any country that had the origins of the real deep state, it was Egypt. One third of its economy is run by its own military, and it truly has a deep state that ultimately will take back control as it did in 2013. So we're then realizing that the only power of individual rights comes from people. The people. It's a very unique experiment that now has succeeded in America. As Ronald Reagan said, we're only one generation away from losing that. Europe lost it in the beginning of the 20th century. And thanks to the United States and thanks to others that fought with them and for them, they were able to defeat Nazism, push back, obviously, the Soviets and the Cold War, and on. So the challenges continue. But as we celebrated this 4th of July, and I thank every day, thank God for the choice my parents made in coming to this country and celebrating freedom and democracy and giving me the gift, which is American patriotism, as they rejected their failed Syrian patriotism. Every individual wants to be free. So the fact that we sit in a world in which we think stability is better than regional conflict, I would tell you that to strive for individual freedom should be our ultimate goal. If communities and nation states get worse in their route towards freedom, so be it. If there's anything we should learn from the struggle for independence of our own country, that it doesn't happen overnight, that it takes a special recipe, that maybe I'll be proven 100 years from now as people listen to these podcasts and I'm 6 feet under, that it could just never happen. But I will always give every human being on the planet, whether Chinese, Russian, Indian, Syrian, Egyptian, Kenyan, or American, the benefit of the doubt that we all want to be free of an autocratic or theocratic government. And that ultimately, if they try to do that, as the Iranians are trying today on the streets of Iran, if they try to seek to be free, we should look at our own history and say, why not them also? Look at our own history and say, democracies don't fight wars against one another. So if there is a long-term stability for the world, it is towards more democracies. Right now, only 30% of the world live under democracy. So in this week, I hope you enjoyed the time with your family, barbecuing hot dogs, hamburgers, as we did at our house, ribs. And you enjoy the freedoms that are this great land of liberty, which is the United States of America. And I hope and pray that every country joins us in this tough but amazing experiment of freedom and liberty and democracy.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.